tried the last couple of minutes. Second line just about ready, and they're all in. Race 10, the last. Green light. Off and racing now. Not a bad break either, although Big Girl Berry missed it badly and leading out deep there was Miraculous Rebel over Lansley Banner. They were followed then by Overindulge. Between them, Chasing Kitchens. Bad Girl Berry was next. Then Mistress Mayhem, Addison Banner. But Miraculous Rebel dropped them. Open up now from Overindulge, and Miraculous Rebel did it easily. Bob of the Head second between Overindulge and also Laney Banner. And back over on the outside, Despicable Margot. They were followed further back into the field. Came Chasing Kitchens, Addison Batter and Mistress Mayhem, and the time recorded is a good run, 2:17.47. Well, slid virtually all the way and really opened up at the halfway mark and was home a long way out. Miraculous Rebel for an easy win in the last by Bernardo, Velocity Liberty, Glenn Goodwin, the owner trainer. Number one, Overindulge. Thomas Rees has run second. Five, Lanely Banner, Barry Gibbons has run third. And number three, fourth. Interim numbers are 8153. Margins are 3 3/4 in favour of the winner. A nose between second and third. Gee, it was a good run early, 6:87. 10:60 home, 17:47 was the overall time by Miraculous Rebel. And that, in fact, is a PB and six wins up the straight today for Miraculous Rebel, who did the job comfortably. He's led virtually all the way, had the race won at the halfway mark and never looked like losing. Chasing Kisses was really never a winning prospect this afternoon, but the winner's just simply been too good. Continues his consistent straight form. 8153, all clear to come on the last at Richmond. All right, the all clear will be up shortly, wrapping it all up this afternoon.